It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Now let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great, buddy.
Okay. What have you got in store for us this week?
Okay. This Saturday, that's the 21st, we're going to have a couple of work days. So if you like the trails, you want to help us extend them and make them better for everybody, come out, bring a friend, bring your wife, your husband, your kids. We're going to meet at 8 o'clock at the Elkin Municipal Park, out beyond the gym, and we'll walk out a short distance and then work on some trail there. We're going to add something at about 20 or 30 yards to the Iron Falls Trail, as we'll complete that two-mile piece of trail. It's hike, bike, run. It's on the Elkin Creek mountain bike trail called Iron Falls Section. That's what we'll be doing there. We'll work. You can work for an hour. You can work 30 minutes. You can work for 3 hours if you want. But hopefully we'll get a lot of people and we'll get the work done. There's a second work day we're also having on the 21st. It's at Stone Mountain at 9 o'clock in the morning. And for both of these work days, one at 8 and one at 9, you can look on the Elkin Valley Trails website, Facebook, Section 6, Meetup, and find out where they are and where to rendezvous, but pretty much 8 o'clock in Elkin and 9 o'clock at Stone Mountain. So hope some of you will come out, bring a friend, have a good time, gloves, water, weather, clothes for the weather, and that sort of thing. We'll have tools at both of them, but if you've got a favorite hazel hoe or axe or shovel or a saw of some kind, not power saw, but regular hand saw, come on out. Loppers would be good, too. The next thing that's going on is next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, this following Saturday, is the Trails Boogie. It's a benefit for the trails. It's going to be held at the Reeves. We're pretty sure they still haven't gotten their certificate of occupancy yet. We've got to back up for the Liberty in case that doesn't come through. But we feel like we're going to be in the Reeves Theater, opening the Reeves Theater for the first event. That's on the 28th. There's no charge to come to the event. We hope people will like what we're doing, make a donation, so it's all kind of a benefit. At 7 o'clock, we have Luke Mears' band, a five-piece band, is playing, and they play blues, swing, some Americana country. And then at they'll play for the first set, and the second set is Nick Moss. They'll be playing sets at 8 and at 9, and they are one of the top five blues, swing, kind of jump blues bands in Americana in the United States. So it's pretty amazing that we got them here. They like what we're doing with the trails, and they've just some members of this band have come every year for the last 5 years. They like living here. They're going to be playing here, and they'll be with staying with some of our members. One quick thing, it's not totally related to the trails, but the household waste pickup is on the 28th at Veterans Memorial Park in Mount Airy. The Rotary Club and Elkin Valley Trails is promoting that to keep contaminants, waste stuff out of the rivers and creeks. We're working on watershed now, the spun off of the Elkin Valley Trails are working on improving water quality, fish habitat. And you can see it's already way, way better in the Elkin Creek this year. And as it gets better, the wildlife people want to put in a catch and release program going upstream further. People ask about Carter Falls. How am I doing? I got a minute or so or anything like that?
You got 1 minute. 1 minute.
So we're about 2 to 3 weeks away from making the final actions that need to be made at state level, at the State Property Office and the Parks Division about Carter Falls, and we'll be letting people know more about that. And thanks a whole lot to the Elkin High School Interact Club. They had some tickets for the Duck and Turtle Regatta, and they won the first place prize. They won the kayak, and they got together as a group, turned right around, and voted to raffle off the kayak. It's about a $600 value kayak donated by Yadkin River Adventurers, Paul Carter. And the Interact Club is going to give all the proceeds to the trails for more trail building. So we got a lot of trail activities coming this fall. This fall and winter. Hope you will stick with us and come out to our events, especially the Trail Boogie on the 28th, work day on this coming weekend. And then stay tuned through our website or Facebook or and come out and help us build some more trails. Thanks so much.
And we do want to remind everyone that those tickets are, in fact, going to be available for the next two home football games this Friday, the 20th, and next Friday, the 27th. And tickets available for only $5 at Fiddle's Pub in downtown Elkin, Elk Pharmacy in downtown Elkin, and Royals Soda Shop in downtown Elkin.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Dr. Bill Blackley, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.